It's 7 o'clock, folks. I call the meeting in order. Would you rise and join us to the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, this is Zoning Board of Adjustments, February 26, 2019. Sitting on the board is Judith Zock. I'm Bob Petron. Ingrid Bird, Boyd Chivers, Ron Howe. Mark Ramakaitis is an alternate in the back. Our recording secretary, Lisa Galicia. Lisa, if you'd be so kind and start us off.
Tonight we have case number 549. The applicant was Candy Crossing LLC, and it has been withdrawn.
Okay. And we do have that in writing for the file?
Yes.
Okay. Any comment on that withdrawn?
Question. Do the signatures for withdrawal requests have to be the same as the people that first applied for it?
It was done on behalf of the their legal counsel. So we do have something in writing, and legal counsel is representing Candia Crossings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good.
So if anybody's here for Candia Crossing, it will not be heard. The case has been withdrawn from the ZBA.
Go home.
Could we ask why?
We don't know why. So, done deal. Did that answer your question? We just don't know why. They just withdrew it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Next case, Lisa, please.
Case number 19-001, applicant Kyle Brock, 487 Chester Turnpike, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. The owner is the same. The property location is the same. Map is 411, lot 28. For a variance under Article 6, Section 6.02, Table of Dimensional Requirements, lot width and frontage. The intent is to construct a 30 by 42 foot addition attached to the main dwelling with a 5 foot by 30 foot front porch, where the required minimum is 50 feet for the front setback, and the proposal to build is only approximately 39 feet from the front setback.
Excellent. Have the abutters been notified?
Yes.
Any abutters or anybody wishing to speak will have the opportunity at some point during this proceedings. Kyle Brock's present?
That's me.
That's you?
Yes.
Would you approach and let us know what you're thinking?
My husband's going to speak on my behalf.
Okay. And your name for the record, please?
John Brock.
Thank you.
So I have a...
You're welcome to pull chairs up and sit at the table if it makes you more comfortable.
Fine standing.
Okay.
I have these for everyone. Well,
thank
not
you.
Not everyone, but you can share.
Thank you.
Oh. So the house currently right now, if we look at that page 3, the house currently right now is 44 feet off of, I found out from Dave that it's off of the stone wall is where they account from the road front, like where you have to be off of the house. It's 11 feet from the edge of pavement to the stone wall. So... And the house currently right now is actually only 44 feet from that stone wall. With the steps that go out off of the front, you can see in the garage, and then the other red section is the existing house.
Okay.
That is, as well, the house itself is 44 feet off of the stone wall, and I was planning on putting an addition off to the side, the south side, and it would just be a 5 foot porch adding on, which makes it so it's 39 feet, but really off of edge of pavement, the house way it sits right now is 50 feet off the edge of pavement, and then so I would be at 45 off of edge of pavement.
Okay.
But I found
out you're talking about edge of pavement, but not the right of way.
Correct.
Because it's the right of way that is the determiner.
Yeah.
And the what I think what you said before was that the stone wall is the edge of the right of way.
I believe so. That's what I've heard.
Okay, so basically you're 39 feet from the stone wall.
From the stone wall, correct.
And the house is currently 44 feet from
yes,
the
ma'am.
Stone wall. Okay.
Where is your property line in front?
Where is my property line in front?
It's the stone wall, Ingrid.
Yeah, okay.
I'm asking whether it's the stone wall or the pavement.
I'm assuming I asked Dave that same question, and he was the one that told me, because I always thought it was edge of pavement, so I was like, okay, I shouldn't have a problem. But now I've heard that it was off of the stone wall.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it... I wasn't able to find anything to say whether it's off the stone wall, off the edge of pavement, but I know you own some... I forget what the frontage is, from center line of
your
road.
Your deed doesn't specifically say?
No.
Was the place surveyed when you bought it? I mean, I can't believe that they didn't identify the stone wall as the...
That's the edge.
As a boundary.
Yeah.
I can clarify that a little bit.
Go ahead, Dave Murray.
The stone wall's pretty much everywhere in town, the original stone walls. That's the right-of-way where the road is. In this particular case, actually, everyone on that side of Chester Turnpike has kind of a different situation, because most of our right-of-ways are usually 3 to 6 feet from the hot top. Well, on that whole side of Chester Turnpike, that road must be pushed way over to the opposite side, because his house and everyone on that side of the road, it's 11 feet from the stone wall to the hot top. So it's kind of a special situation over there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And the proposed addition is this whole blue area?
So I don't know, sorry, that it's blue and yellow, but the new structure is that the blue and yellow, and then there is a rear deck that's 10 foot by 30 foot as well.
Okay.
But the rear deck doesn't encroach on any of the setbacks, right?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So the only setback is the front,
and then it would be this south sideline, but it's 32 feet away.
Oh, you need 25.
25.
Correct. Yeah. So. Which is plenty.
So except
room.
For this little 5 foot porch here, there's no further encroachment on the setback.
Correct.
With your addition than the existing structure.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you went back, you could go 5 feet back, but you're right at the edge of your leach field,
correct,
which is
probably
not a good
and
idea
think, to
get
yeah.
that close to the
I think you
the
have
leach
to
field.
Be, a as a concrete foundation, you have to be, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's 15 feet off of, from your edge of concrete to your leach field.
The beginning of the leach field, okay.
You all probably need that space just to work in there and
correct.
Dig the foundation.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, traveling over the leach field.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this port, this porch and back is just on piers or something.
Correct. Yep.
But the rest of it's a full foundation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions here? Any members of the public like to speak? Any questions?
Nice photo.
Abutters? All right. Well, if nobody...
One thing I'd like to say, too, is you can't go on the opposite side of the house. We've looked at that too, and there's wetlands over there.
Right.
So
okay.
That's like his only option right there.
All right. All right, then. I don't have any questions. Anybody else?
None.
All right. We'll close it to the public. And Boyd, would you be so kind to run us through the criteria, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Right, this is RSA 674:33.
Excuse me, Boyd, and we will vote on them as you read them.
Sure.
Agreed? Thank
okay.
you.
The Zoning Board of Adjustments shall have the power to hear and authorize on appeal in specific cases a variance from the terms of the zoning ordinance if five criteria are met. The first one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so to be contrary to the public interest, it has to be to a marked degree violate the basic objectives of the zoning ordinance or threaten the health and safety of the neighborhood. And I don't see anywhere that if this violates the basic objectives of zoning or whether it has in any way threatens the health or safety or general welfare of the neighborhood.
Okay.
The second one is the spirit of the
ordinance. So are we going to vote on that one?
We just did. I think we all just agreed.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am, and then you spoke some more.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
The second one, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. I think we're clearly observing the spirit of the ordinance here by trying to hold that thing within the setbacks to the extent they can.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Ron? Judith, you agree?
I agree, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ingrid? Substantial justice is done. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
It substantial justice means that any loss to an individual that is not outweighed by a gain to the general public is an injustice. Well, I can't see any injustice to the public by allowing him to put that addition 5 feet forward. He can't move it backwards.
Yeah, right. So. And number four, the values of surrounding properties are not diminished. No. You can't say they are.
I don't believe that they are.
No. And so are we going to vote on that one?
Yeah, well,
well I think we just did. I mean, if you want to have a formal vote.
I think you should.
Okay. You're on the last one, right, Boyd?
Here's number five. Yep. Literal enforcement of the provisions of this ordinance would result in unnecessary hardship. I agree. I mean, he wouldn't be able to build his new addition to his house.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think also that when it talks about, you know, hardship, it says that it's imposed so it's shared equally by all property owners. And as Dave testified, all the property owners on that side of the road, because of when they rebuilt that road, they pushed it over to the one side. This is shared by everyone on that side of the road. All the people there. So, right. And also, I think it says special conditions of the property, the location of the septic system means that he can't. There's no other place he can put this. He cannot push it back.
Right.
So there is a hardship here that I think he experiences.
All right. So we can be clear on the record. Should we just run through them one more time so we can have an official vote? I thought we were voting as we went, but I'm misunderstanding.
Did you
not agree with that, Judith?
Yeah.
You seem to take an exception.
Well, the thing is, I just think that we should have that it should be, and rather than, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It's like,
all right.
I mean, just it makes it clean.
Then we will do that. And the first one is, just by title.
Variance will not be contrary to the public interest. I move that this board find that it is not contrary to the...
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Second one, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. I move this board agree with that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Third one, substantial justice is done. I move the board agree that substantial justice is done by granting this variance.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And number four, the values of the surrounding property is not diminished. I move the board find that the values are not diminished.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And last one, literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance would result in unnecessary hardship. I move the board find that they would result in unnecessary hardship.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You passed the five criteria, so you will receive a notice of decision to move on with the project. Nice job with the presentation, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What you need is a motion now to grant the variance.
Going to get a motion to grant the variance. So anybody move? Yeah. I seconded?
I'll second that.
All right, by Ron, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Granted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Good luck on the plans. So.
Yeah.
Makes it easier.
Next item, approval of minutes from 11/27, 2018. Is there any discussion, any motion to approve?
Yeah, I move the minutes page.
Can I second?
Yes, you can second.
Second.
All in favor?
Good night.
Aye.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, we just approved the minutes.
Boyd. Right?
Yes, ma'am. And so we have other business. This is where we want to talk about the bylaws moving from 21 to 30 day time frame. I think it's a fair and just request. I don't know how it snuck by us last time we did this, which wasn't so long ago.
Well, I don't know whether the planning board didn't go from 21 to 30, and we just didn't know about it.
Maybe we're asleep.
But make it consistent.
Yeah.
Make sense.
Okay. What's the process, Boyd, to have that changed?
Well, do
you and Dave rewrite that or something and submit it for...
Well, no, what happens is the board considers this in a public hearing, which you've noticed.
Yep.
And then somebody makes a motion that we amend our bylaws to change it from 21 days to 30 days.
Don't we have to hear it first and then at the next meeting we approve it?
I'm sure we can do it at this meeting.
I don't think that's the way it goes.
It's noticed.
I know it's noticed, but I think this is a hearing for it, and then I think it's done at the next meeting. I think it takes two meetings, but I'll look it up. But I'm pretty sure that that's the way it goes, that it's noticed at one meeting.
We're not making the ordinance stricter.
No, I understand that.
But we're making it more consistent and easier for people to deal with.
It has nothing to do with the content, it has to do with the process.
I think it also has to do with, if you make something stricter, you want to have an extra meeting to explain it to anybody who didn't know. But this makes it easier for everyone, so.
It has nothing to do with whether it's easier or harder, or it has to do with the process of doing it. That, I know that I'm fairly certain that that's the way, that's the process, is it has to be done at two separate meetings. That you notice it at this meeting that we're going to do it, we talk about it, well, and then we approve it at the next one.
There's no harm if we have to do that. It's not like we're in a
I'm pretty sure that's the way it's done. I mean, I could be wrong, but
it probably makes some sense.
Why don't we tentatively approve that change to our bylaws at this meeting and confirm it in our next meeting?
And you'll get that in the minutes for next meeting. That's fair.
So we discussed it at this meeting. We gave a tentative approval.
That's correct. No vote required because we're going to vote on it next week.
Right.
Next month. Next meeting.
If it's a time factor for somebody who comes in, you know, they have that extra couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think
and it makes it easier for our staff.
Makes it easier for Lisa to process these applications. It takes the pressure off.
I'll try not to deny anybody.
The roof must be
So is that good enough, Judith?
Yes.
It gives you a month to research it anyway. Okay.
All right.
That's it by way of the minutes.
And tentatively approve or just?
No, that we
discussed
we discussed it, and we'll vote on it next meeting, whenever that is. That satisfies the intent of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any motion to adjourn?
So
seconded by?
Boyd Shiver.
By Boyd Shiver. Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Judith said aye?
I said aye.
Adjournment at 7:18 p.m.